Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. Today is Saturday, October 8th. So what we're going to have to do is release two episodes because we missed yesterday. Basically, what happened is, you know, I overstretched myself as I do and didn't have time. But we're going to do two today so that we still have 31. So let's get right into our seventh episode for October. Right now we're on the website of MUFON, M-U-F-O-N, the Mutual UFO Network. And they have a little something called an experiencer questionnaire. So basically, this is a research project they're doing. And if you're wondering if you are an experiencer of a UFO in some way, basically you can see, you know, whether or not you were legit or what you might have in common with people who participated in these studies, right? So, without further ado, we'll just get started. First question is not really a question. It's, would you like an abduction researcher to contact you regarding the results? Fuck no. You also don't have to even put in an email. You can just put your first name, such as Pete. All right, so are you an experiencer? Question one, have you had a close encounter with a UFO? I'm going to say no. I mean, really, if you're going through this, I guess, and it's like, this is to help see if you've had an experience with a UFO, and the first question is, have you had an encounter with a UFO? Why are there like 30 questions? Question two, do you consciously recall, not with hypnosis, the observation of non-human entities immediately prior to an abduction while you were outside your home? Again, no. I like how immediately it brings up hypnosis. Is this like a thing that's happening when people are hypnotized? Like they're like tricking people into thinking they were abducted by aliens? They're like, this will be fucking hilarious. Watch this shit. Ooh, you were abducted by... My hypnotism voice is the same as like a spooky voice. Ooh. Let's see. Have witnesses observed a UFO near your house, vehicle, tent, etc. prior to or during your abduction? Again, no. Also good because it's like tent. At first I was like, oh, camping, duh. But then I was like, maybe this is for homeless weirdos. They probably get abducted. I mean, if you were an alien in a UFO, that would probably be who I would abduct, right? Because who would know? Who would, like, say, all you would know is that, you know, there was a bum here yesterday and he's not here today. Does that signify anything? Four, have you, and, you know, like, you see these sort of shanties or, they're like these, they need to come up with a name for what it is when you're in, like, you'll be in these, we just came back from Colorado Springs. And when you're on the highway, next to the highway, there's kind of a natural area that goes along a river. And there's, you know, a lot of flat open space and stuff. And you can see what's left behind by someone who, you know, made a camp there for a little while. But then, for whatever reason, left, right? And it's kind of like a scattering of bum detritus. But what do you call that? You know what I mean? Do you call it like a bum crater, an impact crater? There's got to be a term for the scattered items left by somebody who was living in that spot, but is now just gone, right? Four, have you experienced at least an hour of missing time following a close encounter with a UFO for which you can find no prosaic explanation? No. The most frequently reported period of missing time is 2 hours. That's interesting. Why prosaic? Like, what is the exact definition of prosaic? Let's see. No, I don't like... Sometimes the fucking browser is just like, you want the Wikipedia for this, right? And I'm like, no. I want the Google search. Having the style or diction of prose. Lacking poetic beauty. Commonplace. Unromantic. So I have no commonplace or unromantic. No, my abduction was pretty fucking romantic, if you ask me. All dressed up and no place to go, no longer. Five, have you awoken in bed to find beings in your bedroom? Did you move your body or cry out and then become paralyzed? No. Many experiencers report that it couldn't have been sleep paralysis because they moved and attempted to escape. Oh, that's fair. Six, do you have memories of moving rapidly through the air under someone else's control when you were awake in bed and observed intruders in your bedroom? No. Dreams of flying or the sensation of moving is not necessarily indicative of alien abduction. No fucking shit. Do you consciously recall part of an abduction experience? 88%? Oh, wait. 88% of experiencers consciously recall part of an experience. So what are the other whatever percent, like 12%, what are they, why are they here? Is it just like people like me who are like, oh, I'll see. Eight, are you aware of having been examined on an alien craft? 58% of experiencers are aware of having been examined on a craft. No. It would be nice to get some fucking medical attention once in a while. Nine, have you had recurring dreams or nightmares about alien abduction? No. 56% had dreams about it. Do you occasionally hear strange code-like buzzing sounds in your ears similar to tinnitus, or hear telepathic messages, or feel a strange but familiar sensation that you'll have an abduction experience that night? I'll say yeah, I've heard some tinnitus-like things. So people hear tinnitus or telepathic messages. I feel like the thing that I hear in my ear is pretty different from telepathic messages. But again, I don't actually know what a telepathic message sounds like. So let's molder this shit, and I believe. Have you awoken feeling fearful and unwell with memories of intruders in your home? Ever? I guess I have. I mean, I think it was dreams, but whatever. Have you awoken with unexplained marks on your body, such as cored out areas of tissue, triangle-shaped burns, finger-shaped bruises, or a sunburn without exposure to the sun? This would be an interesting, like, if aliens wanted to sunburn somebody, I would be your man. Because if I woke up with a sunburn that I couldn't explain, I would just, I burn so easily that I would be like, I didn't think I was going to get fucking sunburned. But, the most likely explanation for how I got sunburned without realizing it is the fact that this has happened like 50 fucking times before. Let's see, 13. Have you awoken and found yourself dressed in someone else's clothing or with own clothing inside out or backwards without a prosaic explanation? They really love this fucking word.
No, I have not found this.
Well, sometimes people find that they are upside down in bed with their heads tucked tightly under their covers and their feet on the pillow. Idiot asshole aliens. They're like, I'll tuck him into bed. And then they do it all wrong. If you are a female, have you experienced a gynecological problem that you think is related to your abduction/contact experiences? I guess I'll say no. Guess what percent of female experiences experience gynecological problems? 69, baby. Woo! 15, as a child, were you generally happy and without unusual highs and lows? That's a no. The majority of experiencers were happy as children, but a small percentage was physically abused and had frequent mood swings. Okay, well, you know what? Turns out unhappiness in childhood's good for something. As an adult, are you generally happy and without unusual highs and lows? Oh, no. The majority of experiences report that they are happy adults who do not experience mood swings. Well, there you go.
God damn it.
17. Can you feel a foreign object in your body that you suspect is an alien implant? I'm going to say no on that one. But 53% do. Have you awoken with memories of alien abduction and found that you are more sensitive to light? Not both of those things, I suppose. I mean, following an abduction event, more sensitive to light. I just don't like the lights at night. Do you have difficulty falling asleep and remaining asleep due to fear of alien abduction? No. Sure, we all have sleep apnea, but 74% of experiences have difficulty falling asleep, and 71% have difficulty remaining asleep. Fear is the primary factor. Those who overcome their fear of abduction are more likely to fall asleep without difficulty and remain asleep. No shit. Have you been diagnosed as having chronic fatigue and immune dysfunction syndrome or reactivated mononucleosis? No. Do you suffer from migraine headaches? Hey, no. Look at that. Have you woken with burns, hair loss, or conjunctivitis and memories of an abduction slash contact? See, all these are like, if I just woke up and my hair was burned off, I don't know. I don't know what I would think happened, but I would, there would be so many avenues to exhaust. Has your nose bled immediately following a suspected abduction contact? No, I have, knock on wood, like had maybe no bloody noses in my life. Probably because like my septum is so deviated that nothing goes through anyway. Do you crave excessive amounts of salt? Sure. Yeah, I like a potato chip. Following a suspected abduction slash contact, did you ever experience malfunctions of electrical equipment, such as lights and whatever, during a 4-hour period? No. Have you witnessed... See, all these are like, when you were abducted. And I'm like, I was never abducted. That I think of, anyway. Have you witnessed paranormal activity in your home? The movie? Yes. Are you more or less sensitive, intuitive, or psychic than you were before you had a memory of an alien abduction? No. I wouldn't say I was sensitive because, Trump 2016. How about that? Intuitive or psychic? Do you possess information about alien technology that you've never read or learned in your normal environment? I don't know what that would be. Alien technology. Have you had multiple sightings of UFOs close up? Again, no. I haven't had one. I'm not going to have multiple. That's a trick. Do you have an inordinate fear of alien abduction that affects your everyday life? No. I'm going to send these. Oh, okay. This is how you score it. If you answered 15 or more questions in the affirmative, you might be an ETI contact experiencer. So I had 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to go ahead and send these results anyway. This button doesn't do anything. I'm clicking a button. Oh, please correct the highlighted fields, eh? Well, oh, I have to put my last name. Pete Peterson. They'll never know. There, now it worked. Oh my god. This takes me to so much text. This is fine. We don't need to do this. So there you go. Oh, they'll send a field investigator? That's pretty amazing. You set aside an hour for your investigator. Decide whether you want to remain anonymous. You'll be asked to make a complete detailed account. Man, I wish if hypnosis is recommended and there's a MUFON-approved hypnotherapist in your area, you'll be asked to sign an informed consent agreement. So there you go. I didn't manage to find it, but we did manage to do something, and that is to make sure that everyone got their second clue.
Your second clue is, in the first blank, place the number 4, Happy Halloween.